it just feel normal? Did it just feel right kind of getting that contact finally going?
Yeah, it definitely felt good, you know, finally to get that contact out the way and just get back in the swing of things now, you know, adjusting to this heat out here is new.
It's just something you've been looking forward to. I know it's been a steady progression. You guys have been very, you know, cautious with it, but yeah. It's almost time to no more limits, right?
Yeah, now, you know, it's just I'm looking ahead to the, you know, what we have to get accomplished, you know, this game and, you know, the long road we have ahead for the season.
Do you ever sense any pain at all?
No, I feel good.
What about the contact? It looked like you were not shy. You popped in with Mark Ingram right away, kind of, you know, fist pumped it afterwards, but you were hitting out there.
Yeah, I felt good. That's, you know, once I was cleared, you know, like I said all along, they wanted to make sure and take it slow, and I, you know, they cleared me to go. So now I feel I'm just working my way back, you know, getting used to everything, still going out there, you know, getting the contact in, doing things I need to do to make sure I'm ready by, you know, the week one and this game and moving forward.
You haven't done everything with your defensive teammates, but you've seen a lot the last 3 weeks. Robert Meacham said he sees comparisons between this defense and the one in 09, the one in Super Bowl. How good can they be?
Be as good as we want to be. You know, Coach Ryan does a great job of getting guys in position to make plays. I've said that before. But, you know, it's up to us to go out and make the plays and do things we need to do and get the, you know, cohesiveness and to get together and, you know, get a group for one another and, you know, see where each other's going to be and how each one likes to play their game, you know, because each person's different in what they like to do, where they like to see things and how we see things. So as long as we get together and, you know, study together as a unit, you know, we can be as good as we want to be.
Now, Jarris, as far as personally getting ready for that first game, what do you need as far as to be at the top of your game? A few series, a half, or a game? What are you looking at before in the preseason, before the Falcons game?
I guess it's just a feel. I got to go out and see how I feel first. Just take it, you know, right now and see where I'm at. And then I'll know what I need once I get out there, you know, see where I'm at to get a gauge. But right now I couldn't really tell you, you know, what I'll need exactly.
Jarris, they say they didn't see a lot of missed assignments out there today from you. How did you stay on top of it mentally?
Just coming through and just staying in the, you know, in the playbook. And, you know, I got great coaches, you know, Coach Crime and, you know, Coach Andre Curtis. You know, they do a great job of, you know, keeping me prepared, talking to the guys, Kenny, Raphael, you know, just staying involved is the biggest thing. And so I'm looking forward. Now I'm just focused, all my attention's, you know, ahead and just getting in a groove with the guys around me.
Was there ever any point during your rehab that you felt frustrated or just a little down on it, on the whole process?
I mean, I wouldn't say down. I kind of just had to be patient. You know, that's the biggest thing. The hardest thing was having patience because, you know, you see everything moving ahead. You know, guys are practicing, you know, running around, you know, conditioning, hitting, doing the bulk of what football is. You know, it's that journey. You know, a lot of times coach talks about, you know, enjoy the journey, and that's part of it. You know, camp, no one really likes it, but, you know, it's part of the journey. And, you know, seeing the guys, your teammates go through that and not being able to do it, it's hard.
How did you deal with that? Like,
just trying to be patient. Like I said, I got to pray, you know, stay in, you know, what I do to keep me grounded, which is prayer. So, you know, for me, that's what I had to rely on, you know, trusting in God that his plan was perfect.
You have an idea for how long it normally takes to sink in with the secondary?
No, I mean, everyone's different. Every secondary is different. I mean, the calls, I think the biggest thing is that I have been able to be around the guys and in the room in the playbook and hear, you know, the calls going over into my head, so it shouldn't be too bad.
On a slightly different subject, it's been a rough couple of weeks for your hometown.
Yeah.
What's that been like for what you have seen or what you've heard about that?
I mean, it's unfortunate situation anytime, you know, things like that happen. We've seen it with, you know, obviously the Trayvon Martin case, but I mean, it's unfortunate. That's all I really say. It's just unfortunate that, you know, a young person had to lose his life, you know, like that, over something like that. And, you know, anytime you get that, you know, it gets into a big debate, you know. But like I said, you know, it's unfortunate.
Indy's trying to get Reggie Wayne back on the field this week from his ACL. He's 35 years old. What would you expect to see from a guy like that in a season like this for him, or even in a game like this?
Anything, you know, for him to be doing it at that level for that long, I mean, you never know. I mean, I don't know how his body's feeling, only he knows that, but he's a seasoned vet, you know, you could see anything from him.
Do you expect to cover him much?
Pardon me?
Did you play against him much? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, we've played against him a couple times. I played against him a couple times, yeah.
And your impressions of what made him stand
He's, back? I mean, at this stage of his career, you know, he's deceptive. You know, he's real crafty with his routes. He can get open. He reads defenses really well, so he knows where the soft spots are to sit down, how to, you know, lull people to sleep with his speed, kind of. He's good. He's crafty. He's obviously still doing it at this age.
Do you expect to play this week?
I do, yeah.
Jarris, if like a pitcher and catcher have to have a relationship from your position on the defense, who do you have to have that kind of a relationship with, and how long does that take to now go into that you're fullback?
The pitcher, can you say that?
Yeah,
last
like part? A pitcher and a catcher have a relationship from your position on the defense.
Sure.
Who on that defense do you have to have that type of relationship with, and how long now does that have to come together now that you're full go?
It's really, you know, everybody. You know, everyone that's out there, whether we're in dime, multiple, you know, DBs or base package, everybody, we got to all learn, you know, the communication. It starts with the safeties. You know, when I'm back there, we got to communicate in a way that we kind of know what we're thinking, you know, each side, and then make sure that we get it and communicate best to the corners. Each corner is different. You know, they like to talk differently. Some corners are focused. You know, they like to be in the zone, so you might have to over-communicate to some corner. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but it's a total group effort.
And how long does that process now take, I guess?
It takes a little bit of time, but like I said, we have time, and each day you're going out there, you're going over film. You know, you go do it on the field, then you get a chance to go over on the film. And if there's anything that, you know, they're not getting, you know, you can go over it. So it should be something that can catch on pretty quick.
Are you pretty close to football shape? I mean, are you still have a little ways to go, or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to push myself to more and more, so I don't think I'm ever at where I want to be, but I'm going to keep challenging myself and pushing myself.
Harris, with the proliferation of safety play in the league, I mean, you guys are out there with three safeties all the time. What brought that about? Is that just an answer to the spread offenses? Or?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, you know, where it actually all came from. I know back in Buffalo, you know, Coach Pettine, who's with the Browns now, he implemented that a lot, you know, for that. That was the first time I really saw it a lot. And he does it a lot, and obviously it's very successful. I think, you know, you get a different body type in a linebacker position who can do a lot more from covering to blitzing, a lot of things a linebacker can do, and it confuses, you know, quarterbacks because, you know, hey, they could be dropping back into a half or blitzing, so it adds a really confusing element to it.
Is that what Kenny's got that skill set?
He can do a lot of different things, and as a safety, he definitely has that. That's like his MO is, you know, he's really aggressive, a big hitter like that. So he definitely has those traits that can do all that. And, you know, anytime he can do that and mix everybody in, it kind of adds, you know, confusion.
Have you played, I know you had respect with your guys in Buffalo, I'm sure you guys have played with there, but have you played on a team with as many good safeties as this team? That's not a fair question, maybe. But,
yeah,
is. But can you, this safety group here seems like a good
Yeah, start. I mean, I can speak of this safety group is good. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Very good. You know, it's talented. From Kenny to Raphael, you know, Marcus Ball, you got Vinny, a rookie, you know, he's coming in, does a really good job. So, Pierre Warren. I mean, it's a deep group back there, and everyone has some unique skill sets. So, it's exciting.
I know that the decision for you playing this weekend is on the coaching staff, but decision on you playing, would it be based on more physically with you or mentally? You said you've been doing a lot of mental reps and book and everything. You think it'd be about you being up physically for it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that's a question for them more so. But, I mean, in my mind, when he asked me, do I expect to play, I mean, I'm expecting to play. My mindset is I'm going to play. Now, like you just said, you know, the last say-so goes through Coach Pettine. So, I'm just preparing myself as if I'm going to play, but, you know, obviously things can change. I don't know.
But physically, you feel up to your body.
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good, thank God.